This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister, laying the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon, said that our temples have also been centers of science and social consciousness besides centers of worship. Mr. Modi said that our sages gave us the science of Ayurveda and Yoga, which are being practiced all over the world today. The cancer hospital, equipped with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors, will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, the Prime Minister today reached Madhya Pradesh, where he will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the increasing participation of youth is leading to new revolutions in various sectors, be it the space or AI. He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th रॉकेट लास्ट मंथ.
हमारी स्पेस जर्नी की शुरुआत बहुत ही सामान्य तरीके से हुई थी. इसमें कदम कदम पर चुनौतियां थी, लेकिन हमारे वैज्ञानिक विजय प्राप्त करते हुए आगे बढ़ते ही गए. समय के साथ अंतरिक्ष की इस उड़ान में हमारी सफलताओं की लिस्ट काफी लंबी होती चली गई. लॉन्च व्हीकल का निर्माण हो, चंद्रयान की सफलता हो, मंगलयान हो, आदित्य L1 या फिर एक ही रॉकेट से एक ही बार में 104 सैटेलाइट्स को स्पेस में भेजने का अभूतपूर्व मिशन हो.
The Prime Minister also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. He also expressed happiness that the space sector has become a favorite of the youth. The Prime Minister highlighted that he had raised the topic of obesity during the National Games. He stressed that in order to become a fit and healthy nation, the problem of obesity has to be dealt with. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place tomorrow. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House, and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, senior AAP leader and former Chief Minister Atishi has been chosen as the leader of opposition in Delhi Assembly. 22 Indian fishermen had been repatriated by Pakistan last evening. They entered India from Atari Wagha Joint Checkpost. They were caught while fishing in 2021-22 when they inadvertently entered Pakistan waters. They have been repatriated after completing their sentence. He informed that 18 of them are from Gujarat, 3 from Diu and 1 is from UP. The first ever conference for women peacekeepers on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective, will take place in New Delhi from tomorrow. The two-day conference is being organized by the Ministry of External Affairs in collaboration with the Ministry of Defense and the Center for United Nations Peacekeeping. The conference brings together participation of women peacekeepers from 35 troop contributing countries from the Global South. India has dispatched humanitarian assistance of 26 tons to Honduras in the wake of the recent tropical storm Sahara. External Affairs Ministry said that the consignment comprises medical supplies and disaster relief material, including surgical supplies, glucometers, oximeters, gloves, etc. And in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Pakistan was 77 for 2 in 19 overs a short while ago against India in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and elected to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.